Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Ship Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring ship on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector and your host for The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. And we were supposed to be live on Facebook today. Some of you may or may not know, I'm in the middle of a health situation. I unknowingly had a parasite from when I was in Peru. And I'm detoxing and purging from it. So I took some medication on Monday, and it still is working. So that's why we're not live on Facebook right now, just in case. But I want to thank everybody for all your kindness and all your patience. I'm out of all the things that I'm learning from this very challenging situation, is that. Patience is something that does not come naturally to me. And I think I'm starting to master it, because, you know, and that's kind of something that on today's show I wanted to talk about, is about your attitude, my attitude, everybody's attitude right now. It just felt like it was really strong to do that. I'm also taking callers. Anyone can call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to shift some energy for you. It's been, you know, a really crazy time for a lot of people. You know, I've had my clients, my clients are just amazing. My clients and my students, you know, when I think about my student that stayed with me, you know, for 6 months, pretty much, she stayed with me and looked after me every day for that length of time. And when she didn't know what to do, she just used my book. So, you know, and I think about that and I'm like, okay, you know, like it was time for her to get on with her life. And so, but I'm still, just to let everybody know, I'm doing really well. I was just telling Jessica that, our producer, that, you know, I would not wish this on my worst enemy. This experience, however, it is something that, it's a weird thing. It's kind of something that I'm really grateful for, or I have and appreciation for, because it is teaching me that lesson in patience. And so I thought that I had learned that lesson in patience when I was in hospital for 5 months on bed rest when I was pregnant with my first child. And I thought, oh man, like, at first, I just thought I was going to lose my mind, like only getting allowed to get up to use the washroom, and you know, for months. And I was like, but then when they told me that it's not, you know, your baby doesn't get enough oxygen if you're up and about when your blood pressure is this high, and so. Then I laid like a board, like I didn't move a muscle once I realized that. And so it's, you know, today's show is about attitude. And so the drawing the painting for today's show is from my deck, from Tales from the Vector, is the It's one of the chakra dragons, and they're from the Pleiades, and they there's seven of them, the seven sisters, and those seven sisters represent the different chakras. And so and this painting I call Attitude, and you'll notice she has attitude because she's got belly dance coins dripping from her wings. So the thing is she's also like my wishing star dragon. I wanted to talk a little bit about that because this dragon represents the base chakra, the root chakra. And this is the show, The Wisdom from the Vectors. Nuggets of Wisdom from the Vectors. So I'm just going to read a little bit from my book here. So Muladhara is located at the base of the trunk. You can think of it as a brilliant red flower rooted in the earth that opens its four petals as it is nourished by physical potential in the third dimensional plane. So the geometric symbol associated is one of the platonic solids, the cube of hexahedron. And the cube is made up of squares whose four corners represent the stability people feel from the solidity of the ground under their feet, from the base of their existence, and from their physical needs of shelter, food, water, and oxygen. So this square also represents honesty, integrity, and the need to belong to and fit in with a tribe. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about that. It's really interesting because when I was preparing for the show, I was thinking about, the reason why, you can't control what's going on around you, as you may have noticed. And when things get really chaotic, and out of control, people who are really sensitive tend to really, a good majority, I'm getting about 80%, tend to become very kind of anal about everything. Because it affects their base chakra. And the base chakra is also about smell. And I thought, isn't that interesting how one of the symptoms that people have from the COVID, and I think from the vaccine also, I'm not sure, I don't quote me on that. I don't know if it's from both, but for sure from the COVID, that they have a horrible smell in their head. And so every time they smell, they're describing it as like decay and death and rotting. And they're like, what's this about? And there's several people complaining on it. So around the world, I saw us. And so that's the interesting thing is that the base chakra is like about your smell. And, your sense of smell alerts you to, smoke if there's fire. And on an energetic level, you can kind of think of it the same thing. If someone's in your energetic field and they're disturbing it and creating chaos or, outside of you, the external forces as they are right now all across the world, in total chaos, really. And then we've got this place where if we can get ourselves centered and be in the eye of the storm and get that's where that neutrality comes in so handy. And just to be in the eye of the storm and get calm. And I think I talked about it on the last show that about this, right now a lot of people feel like they're just like the rug's been pulled out from underneath them, or someone took the center of the earth and stuck it somewhere else and said, okay, go rotate this way now. And so it creates this base fear, creates problems in and issues with the root chakra, which is the adrenal glands, and it's the fight or flight and the need for survival, And I mean, this just describes our situation exactly how it is. And then reacting out of that fight or flight rather than going to your center and getting calm and then responding to what's happening. So this isn't about turning a negative into a positive or good into bad. But if you're in a situation and you've got all these possibilities in front of you, and some people can see way more possibilities than others, and that's because they've learned how to get neutral. So they can see, oh, not everything out there is bad. And so then they can look at it, okay, out of all of these bad events in front of me, which direction is the strongest for me to take at this time to make my situation better, and then I'll take the next step to make it better, and then the next step, and then the next step. So it's about getting on that right path in kind of that centered state instead of being swirling around in the chaos with everybody else. And the problem is, for people who are, like, hypersensitive, and, you know, sensitive can be a really good thing. It allows you to feel your energy when it's dropping. But being oversensitive to everything around you is a very challenging place to be. And so we want to remember that if we can come inward and you look at all the choices, there's going to be some good in every bad choice there. And there's going to be some bad in every good choice you make. So it's kind of like allowing yourself to, you know, feel, okay, which one is the strongest direction to take? And nothing's written in stone. So then when you get there to that place, you know, you observe and then you ask again, what are the possibilities and which is the strongest one for me to take at this time? Now, you might have somebody that's standing right next to you that's your best friend or your neighbor that you've known for 20 years. And their choice or their possibility is going to be very different from yours, maybe. And that's not a reflection of judging your choice and their choice. This is more of choosing for yourself what your strongest, which direction you're strongest, and them choosing what they're strongest to. And generally, when it's strong, then those two people, it doesn't matter where they are at, they can meet and converse in a strong way because they're both coming from a strong place that they were directed to from the answers within themselves. And so it's really a wonderful thing to be able to feel when your energy drops and to understand, hey, I'm weak to this. Or whatever, you know, whatever's going on here, I'm not strong to this. I'm going to stop and I'm going to ask the question, you know, what is this about? And of course, it'll never be what you think it is. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after this short break. You can call in 1-800-920-2819.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I love my new intro. It makes me laugh all the time. Jessica, you said we have callers?
We sure do.
I'm going to take the callers.
All right, perfect. We've got Marcus on the line from Atlanta. Marcus, you're on with Colette.
Hi, Marcus. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
I know.
I haven't heard from you for a while.
Been a long time.
How are you doing,
I'm glad
Marcus?
I'm doing okay.
Whereabouts are you located?
Good.
Whereabouts are you located? Do you mind telling us? Sorry?
I'm still here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm still here in the United States.
Yeah. Okay. People always like to hear, okay, people are surviving all around the world. You know, like it's good to hear people's voices. So what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I saw the title of your show, and I said, let me call in. It was Releasing Root Fears to Embrace Change. So that's probably something I want to try to shift, because things have been a little chaotic. I was in a car accident yesterday, but I'm good, but a lot of strange things happening.
Okay, this is what I was just going to say. This is awesome. I love this, okay? So, Marcus, first, you know how I like to get a baseline. I like to get a baseline so that we can track progress. And this is right in line with what I'm talking about here. It's awesome. And, like, we'll take you through it. But on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, like, hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and 0 being off, I'm totally neutral. Where are you?
I'll say maybe a 7.
A 7? Okay. So you were in an accident. And first, I want to say that accidents are meetings between people you have karma with. Hmm. So if you don't believe in karma, it doesn't matter, because if you think about karma more like cause and effect, then, you know, you can handle it better if you don't believe in karma. But even if you don't believe in karma and you don't believe in cause and effect, there's enough people on the planet that do, that it affects everybody.
Oh, okay.
So,
I do believe in karma and cause and effect.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's, you know, and when you start to recognize that we live in a duality, it's you know, cause and effect. I do this and this happens. So whenever there's an accident, I always ask the person, where were you going? Was it your car?
Oh, no, it wasn't my car. It was my sister's car. And I was going to...
Okay, so you were you driving or were you a passenger?
Oh, no, I was driving.
Okay, so you were driving your sister's car. Mm-hmm. And where did you leave? Okay, and you got hit from behind. And where were you coming from?
I was coming from a house.
Okay, and where were you going to?
I was going to get something to eat from a fish place that's not too far from where I stay.
Okay. You're craving the old Piscean days. You're like, the age of Aquarius sucks. Bring back Pisces. I'm going to go get me some fish. So we're just going to strengthen you to be able to laugh about it a little bit, okay? So it's coming up. Yeah, you were going to get something that you were craving. I'm getting, this is kind of like comfort food for you, whether you're aware of it. Or, like, do you like fish?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and did you eat a lot of fish when you were a child?
Somewhat, I did somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a Pisces.
So, because it is coming up, a lot of children won't eat fish, but you did. You like fish. So it's a comfort food. Like, it brings you back to calmer times. Like, and that happens because and this is what I was talking about with this dragon attitude. This is the root chakra. And so the root chakra, the base chakra, is about smell. And smell alerts us. And, you know, it also is very pleasurable, you know. So smell incites all of the endocrine system. And it gets it moving, you know. It gets it. And so if we're having, like, say, making love to someone, that's a great thing. You might put that energy in a way that is really pleasant. But if it's like you're in a stressful situation and you're in an accident and you're panicking, not even panicking, just getting in an accident and being hit from behind is like being stabbed in the back kind of energy, you know? Like, you can't see it coming.
Okay.
And so there's a few things that happened in that moment when that car hit you. But so we're just going to go back to when you were, you know, when you left your place to go get that, you were just coming back, and then what, were you coming back to your place?
No, actually, I was going to the restaurant.
Ah, so you were going to sit down and have a meal in a restaurant.
Yeah, well actually, I was getting it to go. I was ordering it to go.
Yeah, and then, where were you going to go then?
Oh, yeah, then I was coming back home, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because did you, like, and how long have you had your sister's car?
Because my car was down. So I've been driving her car maybe a couple of months.
Okay, so see, this is kind of what, like, there's a lot of people that don't have cars right now because of all the motors going at once and them being recalled. Like, here in Canada, like, I don't know, you couldn't rent a vehicle here because there was no vehicles to rent.
Wow.
Because they were all being redone, the motors, and these are like 2015, 16, 17 cars, like, you know, like with 70,000K on them and stuff. So there was a lot of vehicles that would typically be rental vehicles, and they were all, like, how many companies recalled their vehicles, right? And so that one little thing right there, it's so interesting because I have a client who her car, her motor just quit working in her new car that she just bought. Just plink, stopped working. And it was one, and then, you know, it was because, yeah. So, and it's during a time when her mom is in the hospital and is getting ready to make her transition, you know. So, like, when you, like, if you're listening out there, is weak energy. Just what you displayed there. It's like, oh, that's so hard, you know. And then you add the COVID stuff on top of it. It's like,
you know, it's just a lot. And so this is why when I say, like, it's important right now for people, like, that want to build things, that want to come out of this and be stronger than before. It's very important that you get yourself centered and get neutral. And I'm really happy to say my Baby Steps program, I'm going to plug it here now, it's my new online program, it's up and running. And I love how it looks. And I just want to, yeah, like it's, and so it's a 30-day program. That's the fastest you can go through it because I put I have a 24-hour delay kind of thing, or at least a 12-hour one, so that you can sit with each day. And it's really cool. There's an assignment. The assignment is coloring in my diagrams, which are energetically. I find that when people get really stressed out, like sometimes people would come to my talks and to my to my live events, right? And they would be come up, for a demo and a demonstration of how energy work works, and they would have, like, say, a sore knee, and it would be like, oh, okay, right away, sore knees, it came up right away, supporting yourself. And you can, run through different protocols to ask questions when your intuition is stuck. And so that's kind of what I'm sharing with people is how to track, how to identify a hidden energetic weakness, and then how to energetically shift it. And I call the program Baby Steps because a lot of people right now, it just feels like so heavy. The energy is so heavy. And people are like marching, through life. It's really challenging for a lot of people right now. And the feeling of marching is, life is supposed to be a dance, you want to be able to get strong, to taking a step forward and then taking a step back, going sideways a bit. That's what you call dancing. It's more fun than just marching, don't you think? So if life is a dance, yeah. That's why I called my program Call to Dance. Because I was bullied in school, in elementary school, severely enough that I was just so shy. And so, after I went to this talk, I left the talk. It was about energy work, and I left the talk, and I was like, I was born to do this. And then I was, for 2 years, I had phoned up for belly dance classes, but then I'd always hang up before that woman could answer the call. And this time, I didn't hang up, and I answered the call. So that's why I call my program The Call to Dance. So, yeah, it's okay. Cool. It's 30 days. So you can check it out on my website. And okay. We just got it up and running, and but what I found is your logical mind when you're in this survival mode of when you get in an accident. So you're hit from behind, and so the next question I want to ask you is just checking in with you. How do you feel? What number are you at now? Has it changed? Is it the same?
Oh, it definitely has changed. I would say maybe like a 2 or 1.
Yeah, I get that you're down pretty good there. Okay, so we want to clear up. Because when you get in an accident, as I said, that's like a meeting. And so it's kind of like on some level when you go out to get the food yourself, it's because maybe you'll meet someone and get to talk to someone, a real live person. And a lot of people, when they're in survival mode, they go into this place where they're afraid to be themselves, and they get very, it's kind of like the isolation is one of the most cruel things you can do to a human being, is isolate them from tribe. And so we're just going to strengthen you. You've had experiences of that in past life situations. And even in this life, it's coming up of being restricted due to external forces. Does that resonate with you?
I feel like that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Cause I've been at home for a while. Yeah. I haven't been in the workplace, you know, so I don't really get out a lot. So that definitely resonated.
Yeah, so I'm hearing this from a lot of people right now. So we're just going to, like, I'm using you kind of as a rudder for everybody else, and I'm happy, like, you're down to, less than a one now, actually. Having said that, it's kind of like recognizing that your attitude is what's going to carry you through this. So you can't turn a negative into a positive. It's impossible to, but you can assess a situation and look at all the possibilities. And sometimes there's, like, when you look at them from a place of neutrality now, the possibilities start to open up and you're like, oh, I never saw that one before. I never thought about that. You know, when you get into that state of creativity, that's why I have coloring in as assignments, because while you listen to the video of me for that lesson for the day, and they're about 10 minutes at the most, 10, 15 at the most, you can color in your picture and be done in the day, but then you'll notice that day these things come up, because our mind is a very powerful thing. You know, like this program was just a thought in my head back in March of, 2020. And when I think about it, like just getting the website up, because I was thinking about it, we couldn't even take, the photographer wasn't allowed to come here. Even though we were outside taking pictures, and we finally got permission to come, and we took the pictures, and the next day it snowed. So, wow. You know, it's and doing a website, you need the photographs before you can do, it's like a belly dancer that's about to perform. You have to have the costume.
Wow.
put that belly dance skirt on, and but like it's about recognizing that it's natural to go backwards and forwards and go sideways and that. And for a lot of people, when they feel that the external forces around them are out of their control, that sometimes will put those, some people go out of control themselves because they're so triggered. And that's generally like if a young child, was in a really abusive home, or was in a, always arguing and fighting and like walking on eggshells all the time, a defensive child becomes a defensive adult. And you'll see people on a psychosomatic level that their ears will get larger and they'll sort of bow out. And that's because they have to have big antenna for listening for when, like if their dad's drunk and he's coming home or whatever like that, to listen for the footsteps and prepare, And so that's how a lot of children live. Yeah, and so that's the depth of that survival. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, that some children live in homes. Like, you would have to experience it or work with people who have really experienced it, that the depth of how deep that can go. But once you clear it and you realize, hey, I'm not a little kid anymore, I'm an adult now. So...
Definitely.
That's something that, so we, as adults, we have to take responsibility. Responsibility is our ability to respond to situations and act, in an adult manner that way, take responsibility for our actions and our words, etc. And then we're usually more apt, more likely to use stronger language and, stronger actions. And so I want to thank you so much for calling in. It's so good to hear your voice.
You,
I love
Colette.
The accent.
Yeah. It definitely is.
All right.
The Southern accent. Yes. Thank you, and thank you for your service. Thank you.
Okay, lots of love to you, and, stay safe out there. Yeah. Jessica, we must be at time for a break.
Yeah, let's take a short break, and then we can come back for
another
caller.
Okay, and then we have another caller, so... Yeah. Okay, cool. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about attitude. We'll be right back right after this break.
We're
back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So,
oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are talking about attitude today. And we have a caller. Jessica, do you want to put the caller on?
Yes, absolutely. So we have Marie calling in from France. Marie, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen. Marie, are you there?
Hi, Marie. Oh, yes,
hello.
Pardon.
Yeah, there she is.
I've been silent.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm very well, thankfully.
Good.
I have
But, you know, I wanted to say, you're taking my Baby Steps program, and we had a little glitch in the system, and now, I want to make sure this is absolutely running tickety-boo, because this is what all the other courses that are coming up are going to be based on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remember to say this in case I forget at the end, and then we're going to ask you what we can do for you. The face yoga I had to put behind a couple of weeks just because I didn't really think I was going to be still purging as much as I am this week. And it just slows me down,
yeah.
And it's really important that I stay on it. So, it'll be up soon. It's mostly ready, but yeah, no, that's for the face yoga, for those that have been wanting to sign up for that.
Oh, right.
I had said it would be ready by October 15th, but it's going to be more like probably around November 10th or something like that, around that time, because I wanted to be a week ahead of myself. And so I wanted to tell people that if you were waiting to get on that. I love the idea of the face yoga because I can sit and get into for half an hour where we're working on the body and also strengthening the day moving forward, or getting a good night's sleep. And so it's really powerful, like, to be in that, and I'm excited to start it again. So, Marie, you are calling in, and what would you like? Is there something that you wanted to work on?
Yes, please. I have a question related to a superficial chakra that, in other words, doesn't exist, not the root chakra. It has to do with aging. I've ended up with these brown sunspots on my face, and I went for an appointment. I've scheduled to get this laser treatment done to get rid of them, but I'm terrified of it. So I know that I should be strong if I do
okay,
it.
Okay, so let's Okay, so just let's just take a deep breath. So funny the ways that we'll find to traumatize ourselves if it's not traumatic enough in the world right now. So this is funny though. This is what happens when people go, like, when there's a lot of stuff going around. I've been really telling people, I find this has been really beneficial for people, to take whatever it is, or what you think it is, and break it down into smaller little pieces and smaller little pieces and smaller little pieces until, like, and I started putting percentages on those pieces. Some of you may have heard the Mercury retrograde stole our radio show, but we had a school teacher call in who was very stressed out because she didn't agree with the way, she wasn't happy with she works with young children and wasn't happy with the way it was affecting them. And she was really sad about it and wasn't enjoying her work anymore. And then, but that got Mercury retrograde, we lost that. But I just wanted to say, like, that you had called in about being listened to at the last time you called in, about being listened to by other people, like in your class, your students. Are they listening better to you now? Yeah. See, this is what, so do you see how when you called in about that, you were like really like pissed off. And then we energetically shifted it, and look at now, they are respecting you, I'm getting. Like, you've noticed, And so, see, this actually does work, and so that's why, like, you can have an attitude where you go, nothing works, this isn't going to work, that's not going to work, like that, or you can be like, okay, I'm going to at least get neutral here and take a look, observe what's going on around me. And I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to choose the best possibility. And you're right. If you're going to remove brown spots and you're going to get lasered, then you want to be very strong to that. And what's coming up for you, so, you know, I can take your sentence there, and, okay, getting lasered really weakens you. How do you feel about Star Wars?
How do I feel about...
Do you like Star Wars? Yeah, do you like Star Wars?
Oh, no, not a fan.
Yeah. all those lasers being, like, shot around like that so recklessly. You have past life experience that goes way back of... it's more of using, like, the power of crystals.
Okay.
And seeing things going really, really bad when the technology, when people are, like, doing things that they shouldn't be doing with technology, things that don't need to be done that endanger people, like this COVID-19, you know. Wow. You know, like, it's kind of like making things that are so dangerous, we have to then be accountable for what happens when we create dangerous things, right? And lasers are dangerous, but they're also, I use a laser energetically, and if you have my book, you can go to the part on cancer and also on coherence. in my program, in the Baby Steps program, I don't get into coherence a lot, but that's what we're doing, is we're putting everything into coherence. And so it's about taking that laser energy and just going where you need to go in the exact amount that you need to do it in. And so we just get you strong to that, that, you know, I've had that lasering done for hair removal. And, you know, it's fine. Like, it's like you get strong to it. But, like, it does bring up. It worked for me. That was back, you know, years ago. But it still worked. Like, it's still, you know, it's still good. So, but the thing is about lasering is it's just about being strong to the laser itself and the experience and any past life, we'll call it past life experiences. And it's also coming up for you seeing like being involved in technologies, like a lab rat is coming up. Like, you're not the rat in the lab, but you're like you feel like, but you're a person who works in a lab. But, like, it's way back. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, cave days, almost. Like, it's coming up, like, I don't know, it's medieval anyway. So it's just coming up that you have past life experience of seeing things that look like they were harmless become very harmful. And so we're just going to strengthen you. There's also things that could look really harmful, but are actually harmless.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Oh, by the way, we're kind of 2 or 3 or 9 on the scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go.
Even though I felt I trust the place where I'm going and the lady there. But yeah, this is really interesting.
Yeah, and so the next thing you would want to do for sure is clear the karma between you and the person that's going to be lasering you. Yeah, so I'm just doing that now in my head. So it's a protocol. And and so if you think about this person, there, you see that? It was just that you had karma with her. Yeah. So what I was doing is I was just connecting, okay, are you strong to her now? Yeah. Is she strong
to
you?
It's actually a man. Yeah. The friend who will do it is a man, but it was a woman that I had a conversation with.
In this age of Aquarius, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Man, well, that's what's coming up for you. So your energy is actually very Aquarian, like very air, you know, you're very a mental person.
Yeah.
But you've got a good, So we're just going to strengthen that, you know, like all of that, you know, if you have a really strong mind, that's a really powerful thing. And it's powerful no matter which way, like a laser, you direct it, right? So if you're directing your energy towards the fear of lasers, then, like, when I think about it, I even had my eyes lasered, like, way back, 20 years ago.
And
yeah,
amazing.
That's why it's coming up then. And did it work for you?
Yeah, it did, and no problem.
Yeah. So I'm strengthening you to that. How long did it take for you to be able to see properly again?
Oh, I rested well. It could have recuperated already before that, but I was kind of babied back at home for a good while, for some days.
Yeah, well, back then they told you to. But I think I must have had that done 20 years ago. And, you know, I have very strong vision far away, like super strong still, and up close even, I sometimes struggle with it, but I don't need glasses to see small print. So I prefer I prefer a larger print now because I don't want to squint and get 11 lines. So
yeah,
we're just going to, you know, like this is coming up, like when you say about aging, it's coming up actually running out of time.
It's interesting. Okay.
Feeling like you're running out of time. Like, oh my God, I've got age spots. And those aren't age, those are actually not what people think they are. They're just debris in between the skin, you know, plugged.
Oh.
Yeah. So I saw a video on YouTube about it, that doctor something or other, and but you can strengthen your cells, like your of the skin, to be, we're just going to strengthen all the layers in between the skin. People forget about the people, like skin has different layers to it. And so we're just strengthening each layer to do what it's supposed to do. And then if you think about like taking each layer, and then I'm just working through this in my head as I'm saying this, and we're strengthening each layer to do what it's supposed to do. And there's seven when I include all the stuff. And, you know, like I think there's four in the medical books, but I'm getting there's more layers above and below it. And so, that's more of on an energetic level, though. So we're just going to strengthen all of that for you, like that each layer is doing exactly what it needs to do. But then we also want to strengthen in between each layer. So you need to have 50-50 tension and relaxation to be able to have the perfect tension in skin for it not to collect debris. So we're just going to strengthen that perfect, you know, 50-50 relaxation and tension. Tension not being stressed out, you know. Tension being like, I'm talking about like the tension in your body, the tension in your skin. And so we just strengthen that. Yeah. A lot of times when there's a lot of tension around you or when people aren't paying attention to you.
All right.
In class, you sometimes might overreact by over relaxing yourself so that you don't freak out on people.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's what I'm finding for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people are very sensitive to the sensations, because if you take excitement and fear, like, you know, stress, what people refer to as stress, and you take the chemical reactions and how it feels in the body, for most people, whether you're excited or you're, anxious, your body is having the same reaction. So it's just your attitude about it. What are you going to do with that energy? Because now you've got your endocrine system riled up. You know, like if you're going to get yourself all riled up, you want to make sure that you're getting yourself riled up for something good, not for something, like when I say good, it's something fun. Like, it's good to get riled up sometimes. It's orgasmic at times. And then at times getting, you know, all worked up and riled up is not that good. So we're just going to strengthen it. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not like one good or bad or it's evil or whatever like that. It's more like, no, too much of something or something at the wrong time, in the wrong place for you. What could cause someone else, like joy, might cause you total tension, like fear, because of something that happened in your childhood, you know. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of those laser experiences. Yeah. And it's kind of like another one that's coming up, and we're getting very close to time here. So I just want to check in with you after this one.
Time is just finishing for now.
Good one. In radio land. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen this for you. So because what's coming up for you is just like, you know, like my mom used to be able to look across the room at me with her laser eyes And I would know, don't talk about that. Don't say that's what's coming up for you also. It's that laser vision of criticism. You know, where they laser in on you and you know, don't say it, don't do it. Or there's going to be hell to pay when you get home. Yeah, okay. So thank you so much for calling in. It's wonderful to hear your voice. And thank you for your patience, everyone. I'm feeling better every day, and I'm really happy to bring this program out and the face yoga pretty quick here. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen. Gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.